You mean automobile?
Uh-huh. Any other
just call it a car.
Okay.
Auto.
And, say, if something was squeaking to lubricate it, you say you had to...
Grease it.
And you say yesterday he...
Well, he greased it. He oiled it or whatever you want to say.
And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
Greasy. Oily.
Say if your door hinge was squeaking, you'd put a few drops of...
Well, household oil on it.
Okay. And did you ever hear of anybody making a lamp?
Mm-hmm.
How was that done?
Well, we have a cousin that got old milk pails that they had a long time ago, you know, mm-hmm. and they'd lamps out of those. Mm-hmm. He'd use that for the base, and then he'd attach a lamp to it and put a shade on it.
Mm-hmm.
Decorate it up, you know, in keeping with the base.
Mm-hmm.
So those huge old metal milk bottles that they used a long, long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But people have made lamps out of a lot of different things. It's just a variety. Take a piece of driftwood and use it for the base mm-hmm. and attach a light to it.
Did you ever hear people making a lamp using a kerosene lamp themselves?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't believe so. We used to have kerosene lamps before we had electric lights.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear something called a flambeau?
Well, I've heard of flambeau, but I don't know what that's about it. Was that a light?
Something that people would make themselves. And inside the tire of the car, you'd have the inner
tube.
And say someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time. You'd say that they were going to
launch it.
Huh?
Launch it.
Okay. What different kinds of boats do people have around here?
Well, there's skiffs. Those are little small boats that they use a paddle with or oar.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have larger boats that they use for fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the larger boats, still larger boats with cabins, cruisers, and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of anything called a bateau?
Bateau, that's sort of like skiff, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Just another word for it.
Where do you take the skiff or the bathtub?
Well, you can take them out on the lakes or out in the bay.
Uh-huh.
Use it anyway, I suppose, pond or
mm-hmm.
wherever you want to. Because I wouldn't think you'd use them in real rough water.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if it was something you'd use particularly in shallower areas or...
Well, I would think so. You just paddle around and not go too far out
mm-hmm.
with those small boats, I wouldn't think.
Say if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, you'd say she'd take along a little square of cloth to use.
Oh, a sample.
And if she saw a dress that she likes very much, you'd say the dress was very...
Well, I don't know, attractive, whatever.
Okay, any other words?
Well, you'd say it was cute, or it's darling, or it's precious, or...
Okay.
It was all kinds of words.
Uh-huh.
Of course, those words wouldn't mean anything, some of them.
What might a woman wear over a dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place?
Tabs. Papers now, safety pens. But most of them don't use pens anymore.
Uh-huh.
They use those little diapers with tabs on them that will stick. Mm-hmm.